I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hezbollah-led protesters paralyzed Lebanon yesterday with a nationwide strike in an effort to topple the government. Sat7's Debbie Brink says their staff needs prayer with a country on the brink of civil war. Live programming continues to a receptive audience. According to Brink, the consistency of their work is paramount.
Lebanon used to be considered the only Christian country still in the Middle East, but they've dwindled in the last few years down to about 30%. So I think the more we can do to draw attention to people, what it means to be a Christian, and see people responding well to the Christians who are reaching out, I think it can only help the church.
Next, the growth rate of Islam, according to the U.S. Center for World Missions, is faster than Christianity. That's especially true in Europe, where African immigrant populations continue to grow, like France. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says a French missionary recently got a copy of the French Bible Pathway.
He is taking his church through it this year. Now, his church is large by church standards in France because most evangelical churches there are only maybe 35 to 50 people, and he has a couple of hundred. But he asked if we could send 1,000 so that he could give them to other pastors.
Since France is a secular society, Christian workers need your prayers. And finally, pray for wisdom for Greater Europe Missions EDOT team and the Learning Alliance as they prepare distance learning courses. The team's looking at translating their courses into French, Portuguese, Arabic, and Farsi for use in Europe and other regions. One team recently installed its 19th e-learning center in the Ukraine. Pray that both the teams and the centers will continue to impact their communities with the hope of Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power is available when you call us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.